airchecks.com.
Q, it's 26 before 7 o'clock in the morning. This is Bill Bailey with you. Right, Fleetwood Mac and the Rumors album. This is Dreams, featuring Stevie Nicks on Q. KSLQ Fleetwood Mac, featuring Stevie Nicks, and that's Dreams. It's 22 before 7 o'clock in the morning. It's Bill Bailey with you. Good morning. Hope you have a nice day today, in spite of the fact that it's Friday the 13th. That's the bad news. Now the good news, Monday morning, I will have a guest on the show. At 8 o'clock, it'll be Patty McGuire of St. Louis, who is the Playboy Playmate of the Year. Hubba, 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 hubba. That's Monday morning at 8 o'clock. The Playboy Playmate of the Year, Patty McGuire of St. Louis, will be right here, folks. I will be drooling and slobbering all over the place here. This is Friday the 13th. Let's see here now if you care about that, as do most people, and you're getting the heck out of bed here this morning, and you're putting on your clothes, you may want to keep this in mind. If your sock or stocking falls today, someone is thinking of you. A large hole in your stocking omens good luck for that day or an unexpected letter. You're in for a bad day if you put your socks or stockings on inside out. Especially your pantyhose.
Well?
Well. How about that? It's 16 before 7 o'clock in the morning.
National Weather Service forecast brought to you by Southwestern Bell Telephone Company. When a telephone cable is cut, things come to a halt for a lot of people who depend on their phones. Before you start digging, please call the operator and ask for Enterprise 9800 to locate underground cable.
It's going to be sunny today. High 85, clear and mild tonight. Low 58, partly sunny tomorrow, high 83. It's 64 now. Hi, Bob. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Just fine, just fine. The number you have reached is out of service at this time. What else is new?
Well, Bill, the Cardinals just put on one of the more spectacular performances of all time yesterday.
Tell us about it.
And I'm sure, loyal fan that you are, that you were there in the stadium, but some of the people out there listening were not.
Negatory, good buddy. Negatory. I was not there, unfortunately.
Well, we held the Reds to one hit.
One hit.
One hit and one run, while the Cardinal batters were fattening up their already obese averages with 13 hits and 10 runs. It was beautiful to watch. It was tremendous. We're on to Atlanta now, and the Braves are in critical condition, and we hope the Redbirds can put them away totally before we leave Atlanta. We'll be watching that situation very closely. Richard Nixon was on television last night. Jimmy Carter saw it, or at least heard about it, and he said he can understand why Mr. Nixon feels a need to rationalize, but he personally feels that Mr. Nixon was still guilty and that he cannot excuse what he did. He can understand why Mr. Nixon feels the need to explain it the way he does, but he says guilty.
Of course, we found out that Henry Kissinger likes to drink and laugh a lot.
Yes, we did.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Offer a very special catch at a very special price.
Get 21 shrimp for just $1.79 at all St. Louis 8 salt locations. Offer ends May 15th.
This KSLQ going to be sunny today. High 85. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 83. It's 64 degrees at the Q now. We're going to play high-low. Call me at 969-3333 or 1-800-325-8570 if you're calling toll-free from Illinois. I'll take caller number 12 and a chance to win a lot of cash this morning. Never. KSLQ, Burton Cummings and Stan Tall. It's 8 before 7 o'clock in the morning. This is Bill Bailey. We're going to play high-low in just a minute. Tonight and tomorrow night, come on in and hear Jack. And next week, it's the Spirit of St. Louis at Hangar 1. The Car is now showing at Jamestown Northwest and Sunset Hill Cinemas with Matinees Daily. Good morning. Who is this on the telephone, please?
Ron Phillips.
Ron, what part of town do you live in?
Belleville.
What are you doing up so early this morning?
Oh, just up.
Just up, huh?
Yeah.
How long have you been awake?
About 20 minutes.
Do you know this is Friday the 13th?
Yeah, I do.
What are you going to do about that?
Nothing, just like any other day.
Pardon me?
Just do like any other day.
Like any other day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to play high-low here. All you have to do is tell me how much cash we have and how much money we have in high-low cash. Get it right, and you will win it all instantly. Otherwise, I'll tell you if you're too high or too low. How does that sound to you?
All right.
Okay, how much do you think we have in high-low cash this morning?
601.61.
Would you repeat that, please?
601.61.
Too low.
Ron, you're too short.
All right.
But we're going to play the game again later, and you'll have another chance to win, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have a nice day. It's 7 before 7. Here's Dave Mason on cue.
Telling it's on a day, it will make a better way.
KSLQ, 6 after 7 o'clock in the morning. Good morning. This is Bill Bailey with you. And a chance to win from $98 to $980 in cash this morning at Q High Low. We're going to play the game right now. If you're calling number 15 at 969-3333, or toll free from Illinois at 1-800-325-8570. Call me right now, because this is your chance to win some bucks this morning. LQ. That's Chilliwack. That's Fly at Night from the Dreams, Dreams, Dreams album. On Q, it's 11 after 7 in the morning. It's Bill Bailey. Sunshine today is in your forecast. A high of 85. Clear and or mild tonight. A low of 58. Partly sunny tomorrow. High 83. It's 64 degrees at the Q. It is Friday the 13th. And we're going to play high-low in just a minute.
And your hairstyle ever had.
It's KSLQ, 12 after 7. Who is this on the telephone, please?
Karen.
Karen whom?
Karen Barrage.
How are you this morning, Karen?
Fine.
Karen Barrage, huh?
Yeah.
Was it a relative of yours that they named the artillery thing after?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. It's Friday the 13th. Do you know that?
I did.
Is this going to be your lucky day?
I hope so.
Okay, let's hope so. What part of town do you live in?
De Pere.
Okay, we're going to play high-low here. All you have to do is tell me how much money we have in high-low cash. I'll tell you if you're too high or too low. If you hit it on the nose, you will win it instantly.
Okay.
How much money do you think we have, Karen?
$601.72.
Would you repeat that, please?
$601.72.
Too high.
Doggone it, Karen, you're too high.
Okay.
But we'll play the game again later, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Try again. It's 13 after 7 in the morning. Here's Barry Manilow. And it looks like we made it on KSLQ. KSLQ, Barry Manilow, and it looks like we made it. Can you imagine? It's been Friday the 13th for 6 hours and 16 minutes. And so far, we've made it, folks. It's going to be sunny today, high 85 at 64, and here is Bob Hopper.
Morning, Bill.
Hiya, Bob.
Imagine some of the people out there trying to, what can I do on a nice sunny day like this to stay out of trouble on Friday the 13th? It's a big exposition downtown at Keener Plaza. I was by there yesterday, and I was by there the day before yesterday. A lot of people mingling around talking to representatives of St. Louis neighborhoods who are down here trying to get people interested in moving back to the city. And they're not having to try very hard. People were waiting in line to talk to these people to find out about how you go about buying a house down in the city. That's going on again today. It's from 11 until 2 down at Keener Plaza. Might want to drop by. Renee, how's your end of business looking this morning?
It's okay. I-70 to the east and west of St. Louis, though that St. Charles and East St. Louis are both struggling through major traffic jams. 70, though, is looking fast and well-spaced from the airport to Goodfellow. 40's moving from the county, no problems on 44, and 55 is clear sailing from Arnold to downtown.
This Friday the 13th, so far.
Yes?
The air conditioner has gone tilt in this place. And it is continuing to blast cold air in the control room here, and you can hear the nasal condition beginning in my sinuses as we speak.
Yeah, I can see the alcohol in your breath.
Uh-huh. Now, also, it says here, now I have a book
of... Is that an omen?
That's an omen. I'm sure that's an omen. Now, then, I have the book of omens here this morning that I have brought along because it is Friday the 13th here. People may want to keep this in mind today. If your nose itches, you're going to have a fight. Get company or kiss a fool. Certainly hope if my nose itches today, I either get company or have a fight. Let's see. An unaccountable nosebleed is a very bad omen. It's a bad omen. Sneezing has meaning. 3 sneezes rapidly in succession. Good luck. You've heard people do that before, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Sheltered life. If you sneeze on Monday, you'll be kissed by a stranger. If you sneeze on Sunday, you'll have bad luck all week. Now, I do not advocate this. However, this has been published in this here periodical that you see in my hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
See this one?
Mm-hmm.
Says here, if you sneeze with food in your mouth, you'll soon hear of death. Possibly your own. Amazing. We'll talk to Joseph DeLuise, ask him about that a little bit later on this morning. 19 after 7, this is Bill Bailey with Creedence Clearwater Revival. Since the 13th, I thought it only appropriate to play the story of my life for you. KSLQ 21 after 7 o'clock in the morning. It's Bill Bailey with you. Hope you have a good day. Sunny today, high 85. It is 64 degrees in St. Louis right now. Another omen here. The first thing you bake in a new oven should be broken apart, it says, to ensure future success in baking. You imagine walking in the kitchen, your old lady standing there ripping apart a loaf of bread?
Not just jeans.
These blouses, dollars, now only $9.99. In the Chesterfield Mall.
It's 23 after 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, here's an omen for you. Guarantee yourself a good day, it says here. By getting, this is according to the Book of Omens, guarantee yourself a good day by getting out of bed on the same side each day and with your right foot first. If you did not do that this morning, or if you stumble getting out of bed, it says avoid a bad day by returning to bed and starting all over again. If you don't hear me after the news, you'll know it's because I went back home and decided to do this all over again this morning. This is KSLQ. KSLQ, James Taylor and Carly Simon at Mockingbird. 25 before 8 o'clock in the morning, this is Bill Bailey. Whatever happened to that line, if that diamond ring don't shine, Daddy's going to take me to 5555. Wasn't that in a song? Seems like I remember that someplace from my youth. Well, now, here's this morning's trivia question. Oh, before I do that, let me tell you, Patty McGuire, who is the Playboy Playmate of the Year, will be here Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Hubba, hubba, hubba. Let's see here. We'll be talking to her, and maybe we'll give you a chance to call and talk to her, maybe. Then again, maybe not. I've got this morning's trivia question. Give me a call if you know the answer to this. Who played the part of Bat Masterson in the TV series? Who played the part of Bat Masterson? Excuse me, 969-3333 or 1-800-325-8570. First person with the right answer wins a $50 bill this morning.
In a bar.
Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.